Hello, and welcome back to Let's Hear the Word with Cindy, where we dive deep into the Word of God and explore how it can illuminate our paths in today's world. Today, we're venturing into a special episode that ties the timeless wisdom of Proverbs 15 with the heart and soul of Christian education. Whether you're an educator, a parent, or anyone passionate about integrating faith with learning, this episode is crafted just for you. Proverbs 15 is a treasure trove of wisdom, focusing on the power of our words, the pursuit of knowledge, and the importance of humility before the Lord. It's fascinating how these ancient verses speak volumes about the principles that should guide Christian education today. Let's start by exploring a few key verses from Proverbs 15. Verse 1 tells us, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." In the context of Christian education, this highlights the importance of nurturing communication, doesn't it? It's a reminder that our approach to teaching, correction, and even daily interaction should be rooted in gentleness and understanding. Moving on, verse 2 says, "The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly." Here we see the value placed on wisdom and knowledge, central pillars of Christian education. It's not just about acquiring information, but about adorning our lives and those of our students with wisdom that reflects the heart of God. Now, let's tackle some of the big questions around Christian education, inspired by the insights of Proverbs 15. Why is Christian education so crucial? Beyond academic achievement, it's about shaping the whole person to live a life that honors God. Proverbs 15:33 reminds us that the fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Christian education aims to instill this reverence for the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, guiding students not just in their studies, but in their spiritual journeys. In our digital age, one of the challenges facing Christian education is maintaining this compassionate discipline and nurturing an environment where wisdom can flourish. Yet the solution lies within the very principles we're discussing, engaging students with respect, understanding, and a focus on developing a heart that seeks God's wisdom can transform educational challenges into opportunities for growth. So how can we support Christian education in practical ways? It starts with our own commitment to learning and growing in wisdom. Whether by volunteering, mentoring, or simply fostering a culture of Christian learning in our homes, we all have a part to play. And let's not forget the power of prayer, asking God to guide our educators and students. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on Proverbs 15 and its application in your life and community. Whether you're directly involved in Christian education or you're a lifelong learner of the Word, there's wisdom here for all of us. If you're looking for more insights and practical advice on integrating faith with education, keep an eye out for my upcoming ebook. It delves deeper into these themes, offering guidance and resources for anyone passionate about Christian education. For more details, visit my website at sacredbookllc.com. Thank you for joining me today on Let's Hear the Word with Cindy. May the wisdom of Proverbs guide your path and inspire your educational journey. Until next time, keep seeking wisdom and let your light shine bright.